The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Very few first-time political candidates get a whole pile of media attention. The exception to that are the ones who bring with them significant profile. I think George Lee back in the day, and more currently, as of this August, we saw the experience of Gráinne Seoighe, who has been receiving a lot of attention about her decision to run for the seat once occupied by Éamon O'Caoimh. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Gráinne.
Good morning from gorgeous Galway, Anton. How are you?
I am very good. So let us start with the obvious thing. Why do it at all? What drew you into politics?
Galway West is my home, and there are four generations of my family living here. And there are so many issues impacting Galway's future, and I wanted to play a role in solving those problems for my son and for my niece, who's three, so that they grow up with a better chance of being able to stay at home and live a great quality of life in Galway. Galway has so much to offer, but there are certain issues really impacting the next, in particular, the next generation coming up, and I want to be a part of solving that.
Now, undoubtedly, there will be some who will say, look, you saw this as an opportunity to convert a very strong public profile into a good, regular, permanent and pensionable gig.
Everybody's entitled to opinion, but my reasons for doing it I've just articulated, and there is no such thing as a permanent job in politics. I've never had really a permanent job since I left my staff job with ITV. Everything I've ever done is on contract. I realise that, you know, it's for a certain amount of time. You know, I've been talking to people all around the constituency now for the last number of weeks. It is a very long job interview, and the people of Galway West will decide whether I get it. And if I do, they'll decide whether I keep it. It's not a permanent pensionable job by any means.
Well, that analogy, the long job interview, it's one of those few jobs where the interview continues even post-employment, because you will still have to nurture the constituency, you still have to prove your worth to the electorate. How have you found that process so far? Because it's significantly different, I would imagine, to what you were doing before.
It absolutely is. I mean, the one, I suppose, thing that is similar is that you're talking to people. You talk to people every day, and so do I. And we talk to people who are in positions of power, and then we talk to ordinary people. That's part of the job. And that's something I really, really love. You're right. The interview process will go on ad infinitum, won't it? People will always be judging what you do. And the thing about the seat I'm running for, the seat Éamon O'Caoimh is relinquishing, is that it's huge boots to fill. He has worked so hard for the constituency. He has done so much unseen work that only the people themselves who are directly affected will know. But I'm hearing about it on the doorsteps all the time. I realise the challenge that's in front of me, but I'm giving it my very best shot. I'm canvassing day and night at the moment, all over Connemara, all over Galway West, and in the city in the evenings to get to meet as many people as possible.
You mentioned Éamon O'Caoimh and the fact that it was his seat. There was a bit of speculation as to how you had come to be involved. And then Éamon O'Caoimh came out and said, Gráinne approached us, said she wanted the gig. I'm paraphrasing slightly. How irked were you that Éamon O'Caoimh decided to put a private conversation out in public?
Éamon O'Caoimh can do what he likes in terms of politics. You know, it was unusual, I suppose. You know, I take your point, but at the same time, I suppose it alerted people to how serious I was about taking on this position. I got in contact. I told him about my aspirations. I asked him for any advice that he could give me, and he gave me great advice. He told me to go out and meet the delegates because I had to go before convention. And I spent a month driving around the constituency, meeting people in various commons of Fianna Fáil, up and down the county, and getting to know them, getting to hear what's bothering them, and asking them for their support. It was invaluable, and I really appreciate the advice he gave me.
Do you wish he'd given you the advice, though, and kept quiet about the rest of it?
What's done is done. We're moving on.
What then about it as a career? Because I mentioned the George Lee experience, which is comparable given just the nature of the profile, because George Lee had a very high profile from RTE, as you would have done from the broadcasting career, and therefore was making a big shift. For George, it evidently didn't work. It was not a career that he enjoyed, and he returned to where he had been before. Is there a lesson in that for you if you're successful?
Well, I suppose the only lesson I'll take from it is that I go in, and if I'm lucky enough to be elected, and be humble about it, that this, you're walking into a system that already exists. One person is not going to change everything. All I can do is advocate for the people of Galway. We have real problems here with housing, with traffic, with planning permission, and the preservation of the Irish language and culture, which I am really, really interested in, and women's health too, that I've been involved in for years. that is what I want to go in and do. I'm keeping my head down. That is my focus. I'm not trying to change the system or, you know, do anything like that. I just want to do the best that I can do to help the people in the constituency.
But that's where I think the cultural difference is going to be interesting, because you talk about, you know, having spent a career talking to people. There's, once the red light goes on, mm-hmm. you are, for better or worse, to some extent, the hub around which things circulate. So all the cameras point at you, all the guests sit and talk with you, and then once it's over and you get to go home. This is the exact opposite. You never get to go home and nothing circulates around you because you'll be another backbencher. Have you concerns about that? Have you trepidation?
Not really. When you decide to take this on, you take it on warts and all and everything about it. And even if you are a backbencher, you're working hard for your constituency. But I believe that Galway deserves to be closer to the cabinet table. We haven't had a cabinet minister in a long time. And I believe that's part of the reason why Galway West has been falling behind in terms of funding, in terms of advantages, in terms of getting things done. We need to have more ambition to get closer to the centre so we can bang on the table for Galway West and get the funding and get the attention that we really, really need.
So what exactly is Grainne's ambition?
My ambition is to get things done, like the ring road in Galway, make sure that happens. Make sure the hospital in Galway comes to fruition. There are fantastic plans afoot now. There is a new trauma unit being launched here soon. There's a lot of great things bubbling under. We just need to bring them to the fore now. And that's what I want to be a part of doing and really preserving Galway's place as a cultural centre in Ireland.
All well and good in policy terms. In your own political career aspirations, what's the ambition?
What do I want to be when I grow up?
Well, I noted you said that it was a long time since Galway had had cabinet representation, and it doesn't take a lot of dots to connect the words cabinet representation and Grainne's ambition. I'm just wondering if you connect them.
Yeah, I don't really, to be honest with you. I know exactly what you're saying, but it's not for me. It's for bringing, I suppose, I'm in Galway. I'm living here. I see the potential, I see the beauty of the place, and I also see the challenges. And I think the closer we are to the centre of power, the better chance we have to bang on the table, our voice to be heard. There are so many TDs from all over the country who would be looking for the same pot of gold. The closer you are to the centre, I believe, the better you're heard, the better the chance of bringing the goods home to Galway.
Now, you would have obviously spent an awful long time dealing with politics from the other side, from interviewing politicians. What in switching poacher gamekeeper or vice versa, what has surprised you?
Interesting. I think, I suppose I spent a long time in news. First of all, I studied politics in UCG and then I went into news, and I spent over a decade in news between the Irish language and the English language, between England and Ireland. The style of interviewing has changed a lot. It's very aggressive now. And that is a surprise to me, because I think if you bring somebody into a studio, you should give them the chance to actually articulate what they want to say. And I think sometimes it's getting more difficult to get the message out to the public, because there's a sort of a style now to jump down your throat and seize on any word rather than actually try and inform people, which is what an interview, I believe, should be about.
And what about the nature of politics? Because obviously there's a big difference between talking to a politician and late in the evening, knocking on doors, hearing what voters say. Has any of that been a revelation?
I've actually had a lot of fun canvassing. It's amazing. You know, when you knock on a front door and you see somebody through that, you know, that opaque glass coming to, you don't know what you're going to get at the end. But often it's
always a good sign if they come to the door, though. That's not a bad start.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, yeah, answering the door, but they could be waiting for Deliveroo, Anton. But when they come to the door, it's a chance for them to have a conversation with you. It's a chance for me to learn about what's bothering them. But often I'm finding that it's fair play to you. We need people with courage to go forward. You know, we need a strong voice for Galway. And I, in general, I'm very, very encouraged by the reaction I'm getting, and I just want to keep going and give it my best shot. And when the count starts, when the boxes get opened, that I know that I've given it my absolute all.
Lastly, what impact do you think it has on your career options long term? Because one of the things that surprised people, again, if I go back to the George Lee example, was his capacity to go back to the previous gig. Is this now politics forever and ever for Grainne, or is this that you would, do you see it as a one or a two term thing? Do you want to return to broadcasting, or is it all open book?
Well, I suppose I don't know George Lee's arrangements, but you know, coming from RTE and being able to go back, there's a sense of comfort and stability there, and a backstop. I don't have that. I've been a contract person all my life. So every time I do something, it's a massive risk. I'm not thinking about the future. All I'm doing is concentrating what I'm doing now. And that's been sort of my modus operandi my whole life. Concentrate on what you're doing right now, today. The future will take care of itself. And you never know, as you know well, you never know what's going to happen in politics. We have so many conversations about breaking ball in politics, how things go, how transfers will go, et cetera, when it comes to the count. So I'm just concentrating on the here and now and giving it my best.
Gráinne, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Gráinne Seaga, who is, of course, Fianna Fáil TD, running Galway West for the New Dolphin.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.